3 years ago, State Senator Hanson Clark started thinking about life after term limits took him out of the legislature and decided he'd probably have to practice law. So he called the Institute for Continuing Legal Education in Ann Arbor and talked to a woman named Choi Palms Cohen about books on probate matters. During the conversation, he told her that he really thought of himself as a painter and emailed her one of his paintings. She confided that she really thought of herself as a jazz singer. They decided to have dinner and met on August 17th. A week later, he told her that he'd like to get to know her better and proposed they get married in Las Vegas. That day, he was 50, she was 30. "Why not?" she said. They've been happy ever since. Incidentally, she didn't know anything about politics at the time. Now she's getting an education. She's throwing herself, body and soul, into his campaign to beat Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick in this year's Democratic primary. And there's reason to think you might have a good chance. The incumbent, who's held the seat for 14 years, is, of course, the mother of Kwame Kilpatrick, the disgraced and imprisoned former Detroit mayor, who 2 days ago was again hauled into court in shackles, this time to face a 19-count federal indictment. 2 years ago, when he was still clinging to power, Carolyn Kilpatrick almost lost her seat in the Democratic primary, getting past two former state legislators with only 39% of the vote. Now, though the congresswoman will be fighting a total of five challengers, Clark is by far the best known. The district is anything but homogeneous. It includes the east side of Detroit, which is almost all poor and black, a handful of working-class, mostly white downriver suburbs, like Lincoln Park and Wyandotte, and the five virtually all-white and very affluent towns with Grosse Pointe in their name. Hanson Clark and his wife are, however, sort of a rainbow coalition in themselves. His mother was an African-American school crossing guard. His father was a Muslim from Bangladesh. Hanson was raised Muslim, but became a Roman Catholic and for a time considered becoming a priest. His wife was a South Korean orphan who was adopted by a Catholic mother and a Jewish father. She says for her, religion isn't that important. People are. Which is what Hanson Clark says his message is. He made a brief run for mayor 5 years ago and flirted with running for governor this year. I asked him if he were running for Congress because family scandal had left the incumbent vulnerable. "Oh, God, no," he said. He said he's running because he thinks a congressman can really bring government home to the people, and because he thinks it would enable him to get something done on his signature issues, which include auto insurance and banking reform. He's optimistic. He said significant money is now coming into his campaign. When he started this race, a friend warned him against it, saying, "Hanson, why are you doing this? She has so much power." Clark, a boy who went from food stamps to Cornell University, laughed. "Politicians don't have the power," he said. "People do." On August 3rd, we'll find out just what that means.